Please be seated. Thank you, Heather and Peter, for reading for us. Do you like my bell? I had thought about rushing out, ringing it and shouting fire as an illustration of what it might feel like to be alarmed. But then I thought about it for a moment and decided that a stampede on Easter Sunday morning might not that be such a good idea, especially with all the youngsters about. But I do like my bell. So I thought I'd ring it anyway. But you can imagine what it would be like if I'd come shouting fire while ringing the bell, can't you? Wouldn't have gone well. A couple of weeks ago, we had a number of schools in to church for Easter experience. And as part of the Easter experience, we actually told them the whole of the Easter story, all the way from Palm Sunday through to Easter Sunday. With each member of the team telling a different part of the story. You had six stations, and the kids went round in groups around each station. Some of them were lucky and got the story in the right order, some of them not so much, but they all got all the story in the end. And for the 2 days I was on, I was here, was sat at the front here. We'd opened the baptistry, and Caroline had creatively made it into an empty tomb. And I had the privilege of talking with the youngsters about the events of Easter Sunday, sharing the good news of Jesus' resurrection time and time again. To set the scene, I asked them of any nice surprises they'd had. I wonder what kind of nice surprises you've had. Anybody want to share a nice surprise with me? You want to have a nice surprise? You got an Easter egg. Whoa! Was that a surprise? That sounds like it was a surprise. Well then, kids. Ezra?
I got an Easter egg.
Wow, that sounds exciting. Gifts for your birthday?
Three Easter eggs.
Oh, three Easter eggs. Wow, lots of surprises. Nice holiday. It was a surprise to go on holiday, was it? Or was it a surprise it was a nice holiday? No, let's not go there. Oh, where we are. Lots of surprises, lots of nice surprises. And yes, the youngsters shared with me all kinds of nice surprises. They'd had surprise parties and surprise presents that they weren't expecting, all kinds of things. And then we talked about the women on the way to that tomb on that Sunday morning, how they were feeling, what they were expecting to see. What were they expecting to see? What did the Bible reading say they were expecting to see on their way?
What were they expecting to see at the tomb?
What did they talk about? Who's going to? Who's going to move the stone? What were they taking with them? They were taking ointment and things to anoint the body. They were expecting to see a stone over the entrance to the tomb. They were expecting to have to look after Jesus' body. But what did they see? What did they see, Ethan? They saw the stone was rolled away and Jesus' body was gone. Do you think they were surprised? I think they were surprised. That's not what they were expecting to see. They were surprised, but was it a nice surprise or not such a nice surprise? What do you think? They didn't know yet. All they knew was that something unexpected had happened. Jesus wasn't there. But who was there? There was an angel, wasn't there? A young man dressed in white, all shiny. And how did they feel? How does it say? How did they feel? They felt alarmed! Alarmed! I felt alarmed. Can you give me some other words for alarmed? What does alarmed mean?
Shocked.
Shocked. Frightened.
Scared.
Scared.
Confused.
Confused.
Panicked.
Panicked? Yeah, we think we've got a human thesaurus down here. It's excellent. It doesn't sound much like a nice surprise to me. But the angel tells them not to be alarmed, to calm down. It's okay. Jesus isn't there because he is alive. He's been raised to life again. This is a good surprise. It is a nice surprise. But do the women believe him? What did the women do? They ran away. They were still worried. They ran away. Now, Mark doesn't actually tell us what happened next. There's another whole sermon I preached at St. Catherine's about that this morning. But the other gospel writers do. They tell us that the women gathered their courage and they did go and tell Jesus' friends. And when they had seen Jesus, they spoke with him. They ate with him. They discovered that the angel had been right. They didn't need to be alarmed or afraid or frightened or shocked or anxious because Jesus is alive. It was a good surprise. And as I was exploring this story with group after group after group as the young people were in, it was this summary of what the angel said that really kept resonating with me. Do not be afraid. Jesus is alive. Do not be afraid. Jesus is alive. Say it with me. Do not be afraid. Jesus is alive. Do not be afraid. Jesus is alive. You see, whatever we're facing, whatever might be alarming us, worrying us, causing us anxiety, we do not need to be afraid because Jesus is alive. Jesus' love is stronger than anything we might be facing. He has walked through death for us and walks with us still by the Holy Spirit through everything we are living through. And there is new life at the end of the path. So, this Easter day, we celebrate afresh that we don't have to be afraid because Jesus is alive. And not in alarm, but in celebration. That's worth ringing my bell.